Titus chapter 3. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be not brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness to all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy and hateful, and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of Yahweh, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which He shed on us abundantly through Yeshua, the Messiah, our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that you affirm constantly, that they which have believed in Yahweh might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. But avoid foolish questions, and arguments about genealogies, and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is divisive after the first and second admonition, reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sins, being condemned of himself. When I shall send Artemas to you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. Bring Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting to them. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary use, may be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute you. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. End of chapter.